There is a wonderful prayer in Ephesians chapter 1 from verse 15 through to verse 23. I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints, and for this reason I do not cease to give thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know him, so that with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance among the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power for us who believe, according to the working of his great power. God put his power to work in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age but also in the age to come. And he has put all things under his feet, so that all things are under your feet, because we're in Christ. And he has made him head over all things for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. The fullness of God is in me. I'm one with Christ Jesus. I have all power, all authority, every promise in this book is mine. I'm going to stand and ask God, believe God for the revelation in every situation, what God wants to say. Amen. Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word today. We thank you for your wonderful presence with us. Thank you for the great testimonies that we've heard of your sustaining, keeping power. Lord, I thank you. You have a destiny for every one of us. And Lord, we shall stand for the things that God has promised. We know, Lord, you are not a man that you should lie, or a son of man that you should change your mind. And Lord, we thank you. Your word is eternal. And we stand on that word today and every day. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God.